You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Today marks 1 year since the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. The president will remember victims.
President Biden, the First Lady, and Vice President Harris on Wednesday will mark 1 year since the Robb Elementary School shooting. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre signaled the president will reflect on that tragic day and what it meant for the families of the victims and the Uvalde, Texas community, and he'll once again call on Congress to take action on gun reform.
The families of these 19 children and two teachers, the 17 others who were injured, the entire community that is still mourning, they are in the president's prayers.
Karen Travers, ABC News. News, the White House.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to officially announce today he is seeking the Republican presidential nomination. Sources say it'll be on Twitter Spaces with Elon Musk. Still no deal on the debt ceiling. This as the Treasury Department warns the U.S. could default by June 1st, sparking fears that would trigger a recession. This is ABC News. A status check from a top official ahead of the busy summer travel season.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg focused on the upcoming Memorial Day holiday weekend, expected to be one of the busiest of the year for airline travel.
This weekend will be a test of the system. And I think all of us have airline stories from last summer and the disruptions that took place then. Cancellation and delay rates were at unacceptable proportions last year.
Secretary Buttigieg says the airlines are ready, adjusting schedules, using larger planes to carry more passengers, and changing flying patterns to prioritize heavily traveled routes. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Not so fast for ChatGPT replacing your doc. The artificial intelligence program failed a multiple choice assessment test for medical specialty. ChatGPT got a 65% pass rate for the medical subspecialty exam for gastroenterology. Now, the pass rate for medical physicians is 70%. The normal exam, 300 questions. The program was given 455 questions over two exams. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Would you try Ozempic? Simple question. 844-967-2789. I guess a little clarity. Would you try Ozempic if you do not have diabetes? Would you try it for one of the side effects that it's anecdotally having, but has not yet been approved for those purposes by the FDA? 844-96-PARTY. Because I ask, because I think so far, Ozempic has been making the making waves as far as being a weight loss drug, and it's created shortages for people who actually do need it for diabetes.
Yep.
But seemingly, I mean, celebrities are taking it for a little while. There still might be the hashtag Ozempic on TikTok has like 300 million views or something.
Wow.
Ridiculous. And so, but I ask this not just because of the apparent side effects of Ozempic on weight loss, but now there is anecdotal stories and cases where some patients are noticing that the diabetes drug has helped them kick addictive habits.
Like drinking,
and I think that's probably tied to why it's also good for, or what makes it a weight loss drug. But basically, so, you know, this is something that stirred up a lot of drama. It's won praise for helping people lose weight, but some patients are now saying it quelled their appetite for drinking, smoking, and other addictive habits. And this is from reporting that came out in the last week by The Atlantic. And so it's the latest outlet to report that some people describe simply not getting the same thrill from activities they used to crave after starting semaglutide. Semaglutide, which is the generic name of Ozempic and its ilk. So one patient told Insider in October, he went from habitually drinking 8 to 10 beers at social gatherings. Sounds like a guy from Wisconsin.
Pretty much.
And to losing interest in alcohol beyond a couple drinks. And so I saw this headline this morning and I was curious as just as far as people's openness to trying this drug, whether it's for weight loss, whether it's for an addiction that you have. And I'm interested to hear from you. Would you try this? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane, would you try this?
I have been through so
Do you feel like you need this for either of the side effects and like that would help you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Trust me, I could lay off on the buttery Chardonnay. That would not hurt me. And don't even get me started about smoking. That's a whole other issue.
Yeah.
But I am hesitant only because this all seems so very new and recent. And in my history in this industry, I was tapped over the years to be the spokesperson for various weight loss programs.
And, oh, really?
Oh, yes. Weight loss things. And there was one in the 80s that was very popular. Weight Loss Clinic is what it was called. And they put me on 500 calories a day.
Oh, my God.
For 3 months. And I lost 30 pounds because that's pretty much starvation.
You were starving yourself.
That's pretty much starvation. And that was great. You know, I lost 30 pounds in 3 months. And then in 6 months, I gained back 40 pounds. So I'm really curious with people who are losing weight with Ozempic, what happens when you stop?
Yeah.
Do you have to take this for the rest of your life in order to maintain this?
Yeah.
And even for the other, you know, the drinking and stuff, once you stop, do you just go back to those old habits and I'm going to drink a case of wine?
That's both of those are really good points. And so as far as I have not done a ton of research on Ozempic, I'm going to be totally honest, mostly because I don't feel like I need it. I would say before I got pregnant, I may have sounded a little like that other guy who was like, oh, it's not hard to throw back 8 to 10 drinks at a social gathering. But it's actually been pretty easy since I've gotten pregnant to not drink. But I certainly don't need to lose weight. And so there's not really a case study for me, but like, I think it's interesting as far as addiction goes, that if it's killing some kind of dopamine receptor to these things and these vices, because basically they say it works is scientists say drugs similar to semaglutide could be rewiring the reward pathways in the brain, potentially reducing the dopamine release from consuming addictive substances. In a recent study, researchers found that reward centers in the brain of people with alcohol use disorder who took a similar drug lit up less on fMRI scans when they saw pictures of alcohol. Some of those researchers previously received funding from the company that makes Ozempic. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But, and so if it's rewiring your brain for, because they say it takes 30 days to kill a habit.
Right.
Granted, an addiction is different than a habit, but if you can take it for a year and rewire your brain, I don't know. Does it just kind of work out as far as your habits and the Pavlov's dog of like 5 p.m., time for a drink, you know, time for a cigarette, like the things that we do during our day that signal
those triggers.
It's time to eat something as far as this time of day. I don't know. So I'm so interested to hear from you as far as if this is, despite how new it is, despite it not necessarily being approved yet for certain use cases, would you take this? 844-967-2789.
844-96-PARTY. We have Debbie Bry checking in from Wisconsin Rabbits. Hey, Deb, what do you think about this?
Hello. I want to tell Kristen, her mama has been thinking about this.
Really?
And I really haven't. Yes, I have. But I do have reservations, and what Jane just voiced is one of the things that I have heard. What I've heard is it's effective in weight loss, so much so that, I mean, it's really effective for weight loss. But once one stops, the weight can come right back on. What you just talked about, though, I find real interesting about changing, you know, the pathways in your brain, but then you have to stay on it for a long time. The other thing that I have been concerned about is finding out how much it costs, because I've heard it's expensive and not covered by your insurance if it's not for diabetes.
Yeah.
But I do think I would try if I hadn't just heard that the weight comes back on. It's the same old story, it feels like.
Yeah.
But I think because it'll be interesting to see I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mom.
No, I was going to say, it'll be interesting to see if down the road, people that did use it are able to find a way to keep it off once it's off, once the weight is off, or if they can stop some of the habits that supposedly is helping with. And if that's the case, I think they found the perfect answer for everybody. But I had heard about this quite a long time ago and was really following it. I believe that Weight Watchers is somehow connecting people to this now. There's something that they do once you join them that you can get access to something along these lines to help you, which I find interesting. So I don't know, but I would try. So I'm one of the people out there that say, yes, I would do it.
All right. So it wasn't cost prohibitive and you knew that it wasn't just going to immediately come back, you would try.
Yeah, I definitely would give it a whirl. But I'd like to know how much it costs. I've been looking, trying to find out what it costs. For a person that can't get it through insurance. If someone out there knows, that'd be awesome.
We will take a look, Deb.
If you are out there right now and you know how much Ozempic costs without insurance coverage, 844-967-2789. Help Debbie Bry out.
Thank you.
Help Mama Bry.
Yep. Okay.
Help Mama Bry.
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks. And that's so interesting because I know, you know, my mom's I think it's interesting because she's similar to me of like the time of day and the having a drink or having a snack or kind of the like habitual things. And so it's interesting to me because unlike what was it, the 70s or 80s where doctors were basically just prescribing speed as a diet drug.
And that was in the 70s and the 80s.
And it was like, here you go. Like, just here's some meth and you'll lose some weight. It's like, of course I will.
And that even went into, there was a different diet pill that came out later in the late 80s, 90s, I want to say, that ultimately, and again, they would enlist disc jockeys to take these pills and then talk about it on the air, and they ended up having to pull them off the market because they were causing heart problems.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit ironic to me that I get that you guys talk to the audience as a radio disc jockey or a radio talk show host. We talk to our audience every single day, but until recently, because we do the live stream, people couldn't actually see you. So how could they verify whether or not you were losing weight?
We did a lot of appearances then. We really did. We did a lot of appearances. We were out all over the place. And so that was how people could check. And then in 6 months they saw that I was fluffy again. So yeah.
But I think that's a really good point because I feel like every couple years there's some magic drug or magic diet that comes out to help people lose weight. And then years later, there's some issue with it that caused other health issues. And I want to keep talking about this after the break. So we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Have you already tried Ozempic? Do you know how much it costs? But also, would you, knowing that it's could help with more than just weight loss, but also addictive behaviors, is this something you would try before it was necessarily FDA approved? 844-96-PARTY. And we'll keep talking about this after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Here's the news. Somebody has broken out a satellite tube.
Here's the news.
Look very carefully, it may be you.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy overnight with a low of 50. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. High of 58. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine outside. Lows around 40 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Low 60s Thursday, turning much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 50 overnight. Highs reach 58 tomorrow. Lows level off around 40 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Would you try Ozempic for something other than managing your diabetes? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we're asking this because I think for the last 6 months or so,
almost Ozempic, a year.
Yeah, Ozempic has been in the news a lot for weight loss. But now the Atlantic, in the last week, has reported that it also may help addictive behavior, like drinking and smoking and, I don't know, I wonder if, like, gambling or sex, like all these other things that people get addicted to. Like, but I also would be interested to see if that reduces, because if what they said is true, that it's because it's rewiring the reward centers in the brain, doesn't that work for all the little things that we do with dopamine, like social media and like checking, you know, I just posted a video this morning, like, and the habit and the dopamine kick, how many people have liked it? How many people, like last night I posted a video, cause we're going to be talking about the role that Green Bay seems to be on as a city. But for some reason that video took off. I have like 50,000 views on that video right now.
Wow.
From last night on TikTok. But, and I kept checking in last night with that little dopamine kick of like, well, how many people have seen it now? How many people have seen it now? And Mike was like, you're such a nerd. But that's dopamine, right? Like that is the little kick that you get of, and then if, or you get, you feel let down. And so does it help with all of those things or is it just substances?
See, we don't, that's part of the problem is we don't know enough about those side effects yet. And I understand the rewiring of the brain, but again, once you stop, doesn't your brain unwire?
Well, and this is just interesting. We just got a message on the Facebook live stream from Chris Wozner. Is Ozempic addictive?
Good question.
That's a very good question.
Yes.
And I'm just like, because right now it's just sounding like, oh, this could be a miracle drug for a lot of people.
Yep.
Because obesity, and it's not just, because there's two sides of the weight loss thing, because there's vanity and the eating disorders and the thin culture and everything. And there's also an obesity crisis,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
There is certainly the health aspects of helping people who do need to lose weight. Like Ozempic's not for me, right? And that obesity is a serious problem. And so it's like if between opioid addiction, alcoholism, eating
drug
disorders,
addiction.
Drug addiction, like all these different things that like, if it really doesn't have long-term effects, but we just don't know yet. And considering that there's been a shortage, it's for the people who actually do need it, who it is prescribed for diabetes.
Right.
How many people are willing to try it?
844-967-2789. 877-829-8449-6PARTY. I did find a review of Ozempic and how much it costs, reviewed by Dr. Okay. Steve Silvestro from March 13th of this year. Ozempic is a prescription pen, FDA approved to treat type 2 diabetes. Each pen comes pre-filled with multiple doses of the drug. If you qualify for insurance coverage, Ozempic can cost as little as $25 for a monthly supply. Without insurance, it costs $892 a month.
That is a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
What would be interesting, though, this just popped into my brain. If they're going to start doing trials to move this forward potentially as a weight loss drug, maybe you could sign up for a free trial and get paid to take it.
I've been a guinea pig too many times. Thank you.
Well, it doesn't sound like you do not seem like the person who wants to try this.
Oh, I could stand to lose 30 pounds easily, but again, this all makes me twitchy because we just don't know about the long-term ramifications yet. Remember when they were liposuctioning out your fat cells?
Mm-hmm.
And someone approached me about that at one time, too, when I was at a different radio station. And I said, no, that did not appeal to me. And it turned out maybe a year later, because Jamie Lee Curtis had this done. And when they removed those fat cells, if you gain any weight, that fat pops up someplace else. So just because the fat around your hips, those fat cells are gone, she was getting blobs on her back.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So there, again, it also, I'm always suspicious when it's so, it's too good to be true.
It's too, yeah.
And I would love it to be true. That would be wonderful. And just think what it could do for, again, all types of addictions and obesity. But it's so early, people.
Well, and we just got a message from Brady on the Facebook live stream, which you can always watch at As Goes Wisconsin on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We would love to, if you would like to watch us. Brady said, Ozempic's not for me, but I wonder how fast we can see developments in medicine in the future, considering how quickly we developed a vaccine for COVID. And that was also popped into my head as I was reading about this, of the amount of people who are willing to try Ozempic for weight loss or for addictive behaviors who were also very skeptical of the COVID vaccine.
Oh, I think that there's
like, I wonder what that Venn diagram looks like and how many people are in both.
I have a feeling there's some crossover there. Just
there's some crossover.
There's some crossover there. Speculatively.
I have no idea what the numbers are, but it would be interesting to see if this is an example of how we pick and choose what we're skeptical of and what outcomes we're desiring so much that we are willing to take the risk versus get the jab. All right. If you still want to weigh in on this topic, would you take Ozempic? Have you taken Ozempic? We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But we will be back in just a minute with some Wisconsin headlines as well. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Today marks 1 year since the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. The president will remember victims.
President Biden, the First Lady, and Vice President Harris on Wednesday will mark 1 year since the Robb Elementary School shooting. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre signaled the president will reflect on that tragic day and what it meant for the families of the victims and the Uvalde, Texas community. And he'll once again call on Congress to take action on gun reform.
The families of these 19 children and two teachers, the 17 others who were injured,
injured, the entire community that is still mourning, they are in the president's prayers.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to officially announce today he is seeking the Republican presidential nomination. Sources say it'll be on Twitter Spaces with Elon Musk. Still no deal on the debt ceiling. This as the Treasury Department warns the U.S. could default by June 1st, sparking fears that would trigger a recession. This is ABC News.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are rolling through this beautiful Tuesday, May 23rd.
Enjoy it.
And enjoy it. Yes, it is. It is very nice out. It's. I feel like we're getting to the days where it's every day is just going to be nice, or at least most days are going to be nice.
Tomorrow it's going to be 59 degrees, so just keep that in mind. It's Wisconsin.
Still nicer than 40.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it. It's going to be sunny.
I am checking right now. Yes.
Great.
Sunny and like 60. So it's a little, a little under what would normally be, but we'll take that. That's all right.
We will take that. And actually, we should start publicizing this because there's going to be a bit of a schedule change for us at Civic Media. And so we might as well start letting you know now, but as of right now, obviously this show starts at 11 every day, but starting on June 5th, we're going to start at 10 and we're going to go till noon. And so trying to give more heads up and that there is going to be a time shift. But yeah, so we're going to be starting the show at 10, going to noon on June 5th. So we got two more weeks in this time slot. But I'm excited. I'm excited for a little bit of an earlier start and a earlier end time. What about you, Jane?
Absolutely. It will. And it's going to be good for the whole station. It's going to be good for all the shows. And I think everybody's going to really like it. I do. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We were talking in the earlier segment about Ozempic and its use as a weight loss drug. And Gary from Neenah is joining us. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hello. First of all, I want to say I love your network and everything it stands for. I listen to it all the time. But I think one thing that's being missed on this, I have an adult son with type 2 diabetes and special needs, that people with diabetes cannot get this drug because the demand has gone up for people using it for weight loss.
Yeah.
And I would love for a pharmacist to call in and tell and kind of explain that for people who are looking to lose, you know, 10 or 15 pounds, there's people that need this drug to regulate their blood sugar and are having a hard time getting it. I have a son who misses injections. It's a once a week injection, and he has to miss injections to control his blood sugar because they can't keep it in stock.
Yeah,
and
that's
a huge issue.
Absolutely, Gary. That's got to be frightening, and you have to wonder if there wouldn't be a way to prioritize the distribution of Ozempic for people who need it for diabetes.
Well, the problem is, when it, to my understanding, when it comes into a pharmacy, it's just a script refill. So people who are discussing with their doctors and using it for weight loss, and those doctors who write those scripts, a pharmacy just sees a prescription come in. But you're right, if there was a way to prioritize, but right now, it for sure is not happening. Like I said, I would love for a pharmacist or a pharmacy tech to call in to kind of clarify what I'm talking about, but it is a huge issue. And like the one that my son takes is a higher dosage, and this is scary to me. There's people that are taking the higher dosage, which is for people that have a more severe type 2 diabetes and need a higher dose to control. They're even using that. And so
for weight loss.
Kind of people for weight loss. And it's like, we have to put this in perspective. And you guys kind of brought up before about some of the other drug fads. And really what I look at it as, it's a fad that people are doing. And it's, and to my understanding, it's a short-term gain. And I don't know. I kind of blame the doctors who are prescribing it to people. And as you noted, it's a very, very expensive drug.
Yeah.
The cost that you gave, it's very expensive.
Yeah. Well, the article I found, Gary, said that if you have insurance, it's $25 a month. If you don't, it's $850 a month, which is just choking. But we completely understand with your concern for your son and his ability to get it. To stay alive, my goodness.
Right. I mean, if there's so many people now with type 2 diabetes, and I'm not sure if they use it for type 1, but for sure for type 2, there's so many people that need that drug, and it's very, very hard to get right now.
Yeah, I think the way I understand it, I think if you're taking insulin, you wouldn't need this. And so if type 1 people who are taking insulin or even advanced cases of type 2, you wouldn't be taking both. But yeah, thank you so much for the call, Gary, and that perspective.
Thanks a lot, Gary. Have a good day.
And actually, Tony Zimmerman on the Facebook live stream, my wife is a pharmacist and has brought up this exact point about using drugs for off-label use. It really can hurt availability for people who need them for their intended purpose.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this was last week when we were talking about what is the biggest public health concern in your opinion right now. And I forgot who called in and said the drug shortage. But I saw this morning on Axios that shortages of cancer drugs and other life-saving medications are reaching their worst point in a decade.
And is that because we have so many more cancer patients who need these drugs?
So it's forcing the physicians to develop workarounds and the Biden administration to mount an all-of-government response. But the shortfalls are surfacing deeply entrenched. Like, they're creating entrenched problems in our—it's basically our drug supply chain. And a recent House hearing examined a race to the bottom in price that chills investment in manufacturing and can leave just one or two companies actively producing a drug in shortage. And so what they're saying is, this comes from Scott Gottlieb, who's the former FDA commissioner and a Pfizer board member. Quote, this generic business, particularly for those complex drugs, these complex formulations, is not a healthy business right now. There are things that the government can do, but most of them are going to cost money. We're going to have to look for ways to provide more reimbursement for these hard to manufacture drugs. So there are more than 300 drugs in shortage, which is the highest since 2014. And the American Cancer Society warned earlier this month about potentially life-threatening supply problems of chemotherapy drugs, which don't have an effective alternative.
It's going to be tough to drum up a lot of sympathy for drug manufacturers not making enough money.
But this is the problem with private drug manufacturers, right? Like, if it's not a good business for them and there's nothing that's being supplemented by the government to, like, be like, hey, you have to make this. What's the pull, right? And, like, because less life-threatening than chemotherapy drugs or even Ozempic, as Gary was just saying. But also in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning, there's an Adderall shortage.
Really?
So families are struggling to get refills and students are struggling to focus. And so there's a lot of both adults and kids who rely on Adderall to be able to, like, function in society. I would say, again, before I was pregnant, I was one of those people, and a lot more disorganized these days.
You're faking it really well.
Those acting chops, really, for 3 hours a day, I can pretend that I have it together. But this is a huge issue, and it kind of goes back to supply and demand of what is a right versus what is an entitlement, as far as, because of supply and demand with companies and, like, privatized systems, that if they can't make a profit off of it, even though it saves people's lives and people need it, there's not the business incentive for them to be producing more.
Which is
insane.
Really, it's really sad.
It's really sad. And, you know, and it's interesting, like, I think about this is because this was the story I was going to talk about before Gary called. Similar but different, but we've talked so much about affordable housing and our shortage of it in Wisconsin. So, as we always do, applaud bipartisanship. I think we need, like, a sound effect.
Snaps. We need some snaps.
Maybe some snaps. Every time there's a bipartisan effort in Wisconsin.
Oh my God, we accomplished something. Stop. I can't take it.
Well, they're not signed yet.
All right. That's
true. State lawmakers have unveiled a package of bills aimed at addressing Wisconsin's housing shortage. You know, and largely part of the housing shortage has been it's very expensive to build houses right now. So the incentives for developers has not been there, because why would you build houses if you don't think you're going to make money off of it?
Sure.
And this is why, as much as people want really small government, sometimes we need government to come in and use its hand to influence the natural free market, right? Because
influence businesses to do the right thing.
That's also true. But I mean, that's not why they exist, right? Like, literally in, like, the bylines of corporations is for publicly traded companies, their number one, like, goal is to maximize
profits
for their shareholders.
Right.
It's not to do good in the world. And that's legally what they have to do.
Right.
And so, so basically, supporters of this legislation that's been introduced say that the bills will target high construction costs through low to zero interest loans for certain housing projects, as well as make it easier for local governments to approve housing developments. So this so far has received support from real estate, building groups, local government associations, and public health associations. So far, seems like something popular.
That's encouraging.
But this comes when Wisconsin needs to build at least 140,000 housing units by the end of this decade to keep pace with current demand.
How many?
140,000.
Wow. And this is a problem all over the country.
It's a problem all over the country. It's a problem all over the state.
Yep.
I mean, community after community, you hear this as far as like rents are going up. It's impossible to buy a house that is... I think when we talked to one of the Milwaukee area real estate
was it Mike Rizicka?
Yes. Yep. And he was like, you know, houses over $500,000, those are a little bit more in supply, but there's less people who are trying to buy those houses.
Shocking, I know.
Shocking.
Yes.
But the bills would establish a revolving loan funds for workforce and senior housing, Main Street housing rehabilitation, and turning vacant commercial buildings into new residential developments, all of which seem like good things.
Yeah, definitely.
And then another bill would establish a low to no interest loan program for residents making improvements to homes built before 1980. And all of those programs would be administered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. So this seems like a positive development as far as people saying, for people from conservative groups, progressive groups, like across the board, this is an issue as far as affordable housing. So it's good to see that like there's actually a package of bills that could target this problem.
What the heck is going on in Madison?
I know.
When did they start actually decide to do things for constituents? It's shocking.
Shocking. Well, we'll see. Well, hopefully if this is actually bipartisan, this can get through and get signed because we have some work to do.
We do.
But yeah, I mean, it's interesting how it goes hand in hand with what we were talking about as far as sometimes the free market just doesn't solve things by itself.
It needs a nudge.
It needs a nudge because part of the reason why it's not even just the building costs of affordable housing, of like the actual bricks, lumber, labor, interest rates are high right now.
They are.
And so getting a loan to develop new property or rehab new property, there's less people wanting to do that if they have to take out just a regular bank loan with super high interest. And so part of this, one of the bills is having a low to no interest loan program means we can take out money to build this type of housing. So it helps developers want to make that business investment.
That would be great.
So
go Wisconsin legislature.
Go Wisconsin.
Yay.
All right. Speaking of go Wisconsin, a certain Green Bay is having its moment. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. And we're going to give away Brewers tickets. So if you would like to go to the game at 6:40 on Thursday, we have two tickets for you. Call in during the next segment. We'll be right back.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGN. BBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy overnight with a low of 50. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. High of 58. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine outside. Lows around 40. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Low 60s. Thursday, turning much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 50 overnight. Highs reach 58 tomorrow. Lows level off around 40 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Your sports team is vastly inferior. That simple fact is plainly obvious to see. We're gonna kick your collective posterior. Of course you realize we're speaking figuratively.
Would you like to go to the Brewers game against the San Francisco Giants this Thursday at 6:40 p.m. We have two pairs of tickets to give away, and we are giving away the first pair right now. So give us a call, 844-967-2789, if you would like to go to Thursday's game at 6:40 p.m., and we are playing the San Francisco Giants. Jane will be here to take your call, 844-967-2789. We'll just take the first caller. Let's make it easy.
All right.
We
do request that if you've won within the last month, yes, you give someone else an opportunity.
Absolutely. And as a reminder that you can always hear the Brewers if you can't attend the game with our flagship Brewer station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, which you can hear throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also hear the Brewers and catch the Brewers on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. So big shout out to them. And these are, as we always say, these are good tickets.
Yes.
Brewers, Jane, we're going to get you to go to a game this year.
I would love that. I really would. Yeah, I would love that. I want to buy a $19 hot dog and enjoy the experience. No, I really would like to go. I haven't been to a game in a long time.
But remember, it's one of the cheaper places, cheaper ballparks for a hot dog. Remember when we did that? It was one of the more expensive places to get a beer, which is shocking since we are the Brew City, but it's one of the cheaper ballparks for to get a hot dog. So not a $19 hot dog.
All right. Hey, I'm in. I am totally in. And again, if you want those tickets, just give us a jingle, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
So, Green Bay.
What's going on?
Having a moment.
Yeah.
Just it's a vibe. It's a feeling.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. But Green Bay is a little bit, it's on a roll. First, there was Simone Biles on May 12th announcing that she and her husband, Mr. Biles, are moving to the Green Bay because he got signed as a safety by the Packers. Then a couple days later, U.S. News proclaimed that Green Bay is the number one place to live in the country.
Wow.
And then, you know, we can't forget Ben Chan, who set a record for consecutive runaway games on Jeopardy. So he's a professor at St. Norbert.
Right.
And so that's another win and, national attention. And then yesterday, the NFL draft coming to Green Bay in 2025.
That's really quite a thing.
That's a big thing.
It is.
Thoughts and prayers that there's not going to be a snowstorm at the end of April in 2025 because,
you know. It would be fitting.
It can happen.
It's
been known to happen. With that comes a lot of money to Wisconsin's economy. And so yesterday, the league chose Green Bay, which is obviously its smallest market by far, for the massive three-day event, which will largely take place at Lambeau Field and in the Titletown District. And here are some of the key numbers that are highlighted that will come with the event. And an estimated 240,000 people will attend the draft.
240,000?
I'm trying to think, because I'm pretty sure, because I was down in the Deer District when for those games. Like, we went to a couple games. We were down in the Deer District for a couple games in 2021. And I think the most those that ever got to was like 50,000. That felt like a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so that's 240,000 people. An estimated $94 million in economic impact will be generated statewide, $20 million locally. And Kansas City, which just had the draft, reported 320,000 visitors for the 2023 draft it had in April. So clearly Green Bay does not have enough hotels.
I wouldn't think so.
So visitors will likely stay around the state in Appleton, Oshkosh, Milwaukee. Staying in Madison feels like a longer drive. I feel like people staying up and down the coast of like Door County and all of the places that all of the Airbnbs. If you're thinking about starting an Airbnb, do it before 2025.
Yeah.
And if you live anywhere near within like an hour to 2 hour drive of
Lambeau,
Green Bay, mm-hmm. here, this is your sign. This is your sign to get that Airbnb put together, if anything, for next in 2025 April. But yeah, so big, you know, big congratulations to Green Bay. This is like, you know, it was funny because this is what I posted my video about last night. And one of the reasons why I think that there's a fair amount of views on it is because people are fighting in the comments over if this is deserved or not.
Oh, see, and I knew there would be whining. So who's whining about this? Are they Bears fans?
No, it's not Bears fans. It's people who lived in Green Bay who are like, I don't know, like there's like, you know, people who left or came and, you know, it's like anyone where you have other places that you like more. But some people are very defensive and proud of their city. And some people are like, really? Green Bay?
Hey, why not? I mean, right where it's the smallest city in the NFL. It's unique ownership. It's a gem. It's a little gem. And don't they always move it around? I mean, doesn't everybody get to take a turn or not?
I don't know if everybody gets to take a turn, considering this is the first time it will ever be coming to Green Bay.
Good point.
But again, also even more news breaking. Brady just put on our Facebook live stream and just announced today, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will be in Green Bay Wednesday, highlighting the Biden administration's infrastructure program. That's not as exciting. That's cool. But like, I would say the NFL draft is probably a bigger deal. Simone Biles, more famous probably, but also good news.
Hey, it's all good for Wisconsin. So it's good for all of us. It's good for all of us, which is wonderful. That's fabulous.
Yeah. So there you go. Go Green Bay. But we are still giving away those Brewers tickets. So if you would like to go sit in club seats on Thursday at 6:40 p.m., we have two tickets for you if you call in now. We're playing the San Francisco Giants. Off the top of my head, I do not know how good the Giants are this year, so I can't tell you, but
the crew's been struggling a little bit lately.
Yeah, which is, we had a strong start, but we're also, I mean, that's what Paul told us last week, right, is that we're just really injured. But yes, so if you would like to win those tickets, we got two tickets for you, 6:40 p.m., Thursday's game, this Thursday, 844-96-PARTY. Jane is there to take your call. First person to call in will win those tickets. And as always, those tickets are brought to you by our Brewers flagship station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, and also WRCE News, News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. We got to take a break for the top of the hour news. We'll be back in just a minute.
That theory's backed up by empirical evidence. We're gonna grind up your guys into burger meat. Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions? Burger meat.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa! That was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News, app.
I'm Lionel.